This is DOE SBIR Talk.
In this tutorial, we will look in greater detail at the differences between the Small Business Innovation Research, SBIR, and the Small Business Technology Transfer, STTR, programs. Both programs have three phases and are focused on developing innovative solutions to pressing problems that can then be commercialized as new products and services or improvements to existing ones. There are, however, two key differences between SBIR and STTR. First, an STTR project requires the small business, which is always the applicant, to be teamed with a nonprofit research institution, also referred to as RI, which is typically a university or federal laboratory. The second difference is that the STTR program is focused on the transfer of technology, hence the TT in STTR, from the research institution to the small business and ultimately to the marketplace through a phase 1-2-3 sequence. This second difference has been expanded over time to include situations where the innovation was conceived by and belongs to the small business, but the firm desires to include a nonprofit RI in the technology's development, as research institutions typically have sophisticated laboratories and personnel with needed expertise. In addition to these two key differences, there are a number of other, more subtle differences between SBIR and STTR. One very important difference is the primary employment of the project's principal investigator, also referred to as the PI. In an SBIR project, the PI must be primarily employed at the proposing small business, meaning he or she cannot work full-time elsewhere during the project period. With a DOE STTR, the PI could be primarily employed at either the RI or the small business. Another important difference between the two programs is the amount of required subcontracting. An SBIR applicant is not required to subcontract at all. However, many companies find it beneficial to subcontract as it strengthens the skills of the proposing team. The maximum amount that an SBIR applicant can subcontract during phase one is 33%. SBIR applicants are free to subcontract to any type of entity, a large company, small business, individual consultant, university, or federal laboratory. By contrast, with the STTR program, subcontracting is required. 30% of the Phase 1 STTR effort must be subcontracted to the research institution. With STTR, the small business, if it chooses, could also subcontract an additional 30% to any entity, including the research institution. There are also several misunderstandings about the STTR program. One misunderstanding is that a university can apply for an STTR award. This is incorrect because per the name Small Business Technology Transfer, the applicant must be a small for-profit business. Another misunderstanding is that STTR is less focused on commercialization than SBIR. However, Congress and the agencies both intend STTR projects to lead to products and services in Phase 3. Also, while it was once true that a project began as an STTR in Phase 1 had to remain as an STTR in Phase 2, the 2011 reauthorization permits a Phase 1 STTR award to morph into an SBIR in Phase 2 and vice versa. Let's now look at situations where it may be best to apply for an SBIR award instead of an STTR. In general, the SBIR program will be a better opportunity in the following situations. Some Phase 3 investors do not like the idea of nonprofit involvement in a project, whether it is because of perceptions about the culture of such participants or concerns about the nonprofit's claim to intellectual property rights on the project. In this case, an SBIR would be the most appropriate. If the personnel at the RI would prefer to participate in the project as an independent consultant rather than as a representative of the university or federal laboratory, then an SBIR would be appropriate. In this situation, it is important that the professor confirm with the university that a consulting relationship is allowed. Note that a small firm hiring a professor as a consultant does not qualify for STTR because there is no nonprofit RI acting as a subcontractor. Now let's explore when it's best to consider STTR. STTR might be a better choice in the following situations. You need to subcontract a large portion of the award. SBIR Phase 1 projects constrain the use of subcontractors to a maximum of 33% during Phase 1. STTR is much more generous, allowing for up to 60% of the R&D to go to subcontractors with a mandatory 30% going to the research institution. The principal investigator is primarily employed at the RI and wants to stay there. If, for example, the PI is tenured faculty at the RI, then he or she likely will want to maintain their primary employment there. This is allowed under a DOE STTR award. Sometimes the applicant may conclude that there is a greater probability of winning an award when teamed with an RI. The DOE SBIR STTR programs include a commendable feature that makes it easier to choose between the two programs. If the proposed project involves a nonprofit RI, and if the RI is not performing more than 33% of the research effort, then the applicant small business may request that their proposal be considered for funding under both SBIR and STTR programs. This option, only available at DOE, gives the applicant two chances at getting their project funded while only having to submit one proposal. Per the DOE FOA, applicants may indicate their interest in being considered for both STTR and SBIR programs by selecting the appropriate box under Program Type on the SBIR-STTR information form. You can see an example of this form in the PDF version of this tutorial.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.